corner this time. Oh, it's gone straight in. Oh, it's taken Adam Smith out. Or it's fair to say it again. Fellaini following up, puts it in. And it's another goal. And it's Josh King for Bournemouth against his old club.
Almost looked shocked to score, didn't he? But you have to believe it. Bournemouth have beaten Manchester United by 2-1 their season. Their first at this level just gets better and better by the week. How even it was. 11 attempts each, 5 on target apiece. Just one of those, incidentally, from Manchester United coming in that second half. And one of those corners from Bournemouth proved very costly for United. They had just 43% possession, Bournemouth well down on their average this season. But it didn't matter. United 57%, more touches in the opposition area as well, but 2 key touches. Well, one of those from inside the box and one from outside saw the way for Bournemouth past United this evening. The 2 goal scorers have had a big impact in recent weeks, having come into the side, Stanislas and King, and both with Jeff Shreves.
Well done, Josh. Junior first, just what's it like to be a Bournemouth player this week?
Oh, it's been unbelievable, you know, last couple of weeks really. Obviously getting a historic win last week away at Chelsea. Boy's been brilliant all week in training, you know, feet was firmly back on the floor. Worked hard for this game and you know, I think you saw out there, boy's done unbelievable.
Josh, if somebody said to you, you beat Chelsea and then Manchester United at the start of the season, would you have believed them?
Yeah, I would. Been here a couple of months now in this group and the characters the players got and the manager we got, I think the boys did well. From the start of the season, we've been a bit unlucky, but that's football. And the last week's just been amazing.
What did your goal mean to you, personally?
It meant a lot. Come from United, been there 5 years and spent a lot of time there. But moved on now and play for Bournemouth and try to do my best every week in every game. And to get a goal against your old club obviously means a lot.
It looked like it was well rehearsed on the training ground, that one, was it?
Yeah, to be honest, this is the first time I scored on it. I practiced a bit on that drill and I've missed every time, but I'm glad it went in today.
What about your goal? Tell us about that. Did you mean it?
Nah, you know, it's one of them things. I just whipped it in. To be fair, I almost got one in training the other week like that. But the gaffer just says just try and get as much pace on it as you can. And you know, obviously with the runs of the boys and thankfully maybe even a win took it in.
Not just these two results, but the fact you've battled on so strongly, that we've had dreadful injuries as well. How much does it give you the belief that you can do it, you can stay up?
It definitely does. You know, we've got a strong group of players here. And like you said, with the injuries, you know, it's hard to replace, obviously, the likes of Callum, Max and the rest of the boys. Obviously, Tommy, captain, massive loss. But then you've got boys like King who's come in, quick, strong, similar to Cal, and causing all kinds of problems for any defence he's playing against right now. So it's been great.
Well, it was a fantastic day. Junior, you were named the Barclays Man of the Match. Josh, should we hand the trophy over, please?
It's amazing, isn't it? They were written off just a few weeks ago, but suddenly they've picked up some momentum, picked up some incredible results. How would you assess their chances of survival if that's what it's about for Bournemouth now?
I think they've got a great chance. I think, you know, they set that last week at Stamford Bridge, and I think they've done that again today. And I said to Eddie Howe after the game last week that, you know, playing like that and the fight amongst the group of players they have, they've got a great chance of staying up.
Do you see this trajectory continuing, Jamie?
I do. I think where you have to congratulate Eddie Howe is that I remember watching them at Southampton a few weeks ago. In first half, they looked a bit paceless. They didn't have any threat on going in behind. They looked like everyone wanted to come to the ball. And what he's done is introduced those two players, Stanislas and King, and all of a sudden they look like a different side because they had Callum Wilson earlier in the season doing that and it's changed the whole emphasis of how they play. All of a sudden they've been able to be more direct, they've worked on second balls, they've put teams under pressure and as John will tell you, pace up front will cause any defender problems. So I think he deserves to be congratulated for that, but also the team ethic, the work rate, the desire they showed last week against Chelsea, the coming back against Everton when they were 3-1 down, I think they were. That was a magnificent result. And then today, I have to be honest, I wasn't surprised. I fancied them before the game and they come up trumps and it was a brilliant performance.
And one brilliantly worked set piece. Now, John, I know, because you've told us, that last week when you were about to face Bournemouth, this came up in your team meeting. Tell us more.
Yeah, we was aware of the corner they do here. You know, we're highlighting in a second, but we was well aware of this one. Unfortunately, not the other one they scored from. You know, disappointed from us. But, you know, going into that game as a group of players, the manager had us prepared for this corner that they done today.
But first of all, I just want to talk about in the build-up to the goal, and John had highlighted this, actually, from Man United's point of view, really poor piece of play. The ball comes back to Simon Francis. Let's just stop it there. Now, if someone's going to say he's going to run unopposed for 50 yards, run up the pitch, nobody's going to get near him and he's going to get a shot on goal, you wouldn't believe it, would you? But trust me, he does. It's really poor play from Man United's point of view. Martial doesn't do well enough. Fellaini, Borthwick, Jackson, John?
Yeah, I think from all of them, I think you're talking about a Man United side today that had the potential of going joint top of the league with Leicester City. From three or four players there, that's not good enough. Everything we spoke about Bournemouth being today, Man United wasn't, unfortunately.
And I think that sums it up. There's Daley Blin. He's got his hands up in the air saying, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. Someone's got to make a challenge. Someone's got to put people under pressure. And that's where the corner comes from. Now, we spoke about this corner, and I'm going to just stop it there. That, for me, has to be, do we agree, John? Some kind of sign is going to... We look for, there has to be something that gives everybody that trigger that this corner is going to be a rehearsed one.
A little bounce.
Little bounce.
And this is what we was aware of as well as a group of players.
What, the trigger?
The trigger. So the bounce into that little zone there. You can never predict where it goes, but it's into that zone there.
Now, I'm just going to just take that back because this is hours and hours on the training ground. And at times it can be a bit boring, but there's four things that happen here. I'm going to highlight Andrew Sermon, first of all, who's going to make that run in behind there to vacate that space for Josh King. Then I'm going to highlight this run here. There's a centre-back who's going to make another really good run. The third one, well, it's actually two, simultaneous. There's Josh King, the goal scorer at the back. Hopefully you can see him there. He's with Daley Blin. And what I want you to watch for as well is how he pushes Daley Blin away. I don't know if you can see that now. He pushes him and he gets that half a yard. And then the fourth one here, as you can see him with his hands up in the air, there's Charlie Daniels. He's going to do a brilliant move that's just going to come round here and then just stop and pin Marouane Fellaini. And it's all clockwork. Look, there you go. There's Charlie Daniels. There's Josh King. And I'm going to stop it there. There's Charlie Daniels. He's blocking Fellaini. Because otherwise, Fellaini, no doubt, is going to come out here and stop once that ball comes in. And he's going to stop that goal. Or probably get a block on it. But look, Daley, he's blocked. He can't move there. And it's actually a really good finish as well, as he manages to keep it down. He said he hadn't scored one in training.
Yeah.
Good finish. So well rehearsed.
Not a bad effort, was it? I'd like to say that Eddie Howe, the architect, we presume, of that set piece, is waiting to speak to us. Congratulations, Eddie. Fantastic to speak to you again in such wonderful circumstances for your football club. You just heard, I think, there the description of the set piece. Did we get it about right?
Yeah, pretty much. It was a good description from Jamie, to be fair. A lot of sequence of movements that enable Josh to come free. We've tried a load of them this season. Sometimes, the majority of the time, they don't come off. So to see one come off and win us the game was hugely satisfying.
Can you put into context this victory tonight, Eddie? Having last week described it as the best win in Bournemouth's history, where does this then rank?
That's a difficult one to answer. I don't know. I wouldn't want to say too much. I mean, for us, it's just been a brilliant week. The preparation for this game was difficult with the news for Harry Arter and his family. So I really want to pay tribute to him and his family tonight for how he played and how courageous he was in his performance and everything that was about him today. So it was a very difficult day for him, but I thought he was magnificent.
I absolutely agree, Eddie. I just want to just talk about from an attacking point of view. You introduced him, I think, about half-time against Southampton, Josh King and Stanislaus. Now, they, for me, look like they've given you a completely different option and an outlet with pace going forward.
Yeah, no, I agree with that assessment. Pace is such an important thing in any league, but even more so, I believe, in the Premier League. So I think those two players have had a huge impact in just changing the balance of the team. We've gone three in midfield as well, and I think the three midfielders have been outstanding. So everyone at the moment is contributing. But I think the real feature today was the work ethic of the whole team. Whenever you play Manchester United or Chelsea, you know you're going to have a lot of time without the ball. But I think we've been very good in the two games.
Can I ask, Eddie, what you did think when you saw that Manchester United team sheet today? There were one or two unfamiliar names on there, it seemed.
Well, no, we still felt that it was going to be a very difficult game and we'd have to surpass the Chelsea performance to win. There was no other thought than that. You know, they've still got world-class players in the front positions. I thought we handled those players very well. Of course, we're looking at game plans and trying to expose certain things that we can do against them, but that's no different to any team.
And for next, it's West Brom away. I guess you're looking for your team to show the same kind of application and determination as against the big boys, aren't you?
Of course. I mean, if you looked at the spell of games we had, starting at Swansea and Everton and Chelsea and Manchester United, I don't think anyone would have given us much hope of getting any points with the run that we were on. So to get the return we have has been hugely lifting, I think, for everybody. But now we have to continue that starting at West Brom.
It's changed everyone's perceptions, I guess, of Bournemouth and what you can actually achieve this season, Eddie. I'm not sure if it has in your own mind. I'm sure as well you've started those conversations with Maxim, your owner, about what you can do in January. Can you give us any insight into how you might approach the transfer window?
I think like any other club, we're looking at players. We're looking at players that can improve the group and give the lads some support. You know, we've had some long-term injuries that have stretched our resources. But I've always maintained, regarding this window and any window, there's no guarantee you're going to get the players you've identified. So it's a case of we're very much backing the players we have. And if we didn't recruit anybody, I'd still be happy to go forward with the squad intact.
Eddie, great to speak to you again. Congratulations. Thanks so much.
Well done, Eddie.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Cheers, guys.
As we know, we were getting to it, but Eddie was waiting to speak to us. You wanted to show us there was some history to that set piece.
Yeah, they've done this before. This was last year against Huddersfield. I always called this the Teddy Sheringham, Darren Anderson corner. They used to do it all the time. And you can see there's a good bit of movement. Arthur runs over it. Camorgan come and finish it. Probably a better finish than the other one, but it means just as much. And it shows you how much they work on these things. And it can be boring, it can be monotonous, but I just think it's an insight into what Bournemouth do and how hard they work on the training field.
Eddie pinpointed there in that interview, John, the fact that his players work so hard defensively. We saw them time after time throwing bodies on the line. Do you have to do that to get a result against the likes of Chelsea and Manchester United?
I think 100%. And I think for me, you know, I think they'd be the first to say they've not got the quality of the Arsenals and the Chelseas and the Man Uniteds. But what they have got, and why they again got promoted last year, is everything about this. You know, the commitment, the work ethic. Look at the block there and the commitment. Two players throwing themselves in front of the ball. Last six tackles. If not for me, that goes in.
I think you're going to... That's the man you spoke about this a minute ago, John. Harry Arter. Look, at the moment, you think, you've got no chance of making this block. But look how quickly he reacts here. It's brilliant. Look. Anticipation. Well, I think that's a certain goal. He's just bending that into the corner, John, isn't he?
And I go back to me speaking to Eddie after the game last week. Every single player buys into the fact that they've got to run their socks off every single game and commit everything for that football club. And everyone does.
Could that change the dynamic then? If they are going to bring in one or two, and you'd expect them to because they've lost some big players who they had already signed, could that change the dynamic of the team?
No, and the reason... my theory on this is simple. Eddie will go into detail about the individual and the personality that's coming into the building. He'll make sure that he's got no bad eggs that are going to upset the balance. They'll all be good lads, good players that buy into this work ethic. He'll look at his stats. Can he run? Is he able to score goals? I mean, Callum Wilson, they're talking about maybe coming back in April.
Would you risk
with an injury that he's had? Hopefully, Bournemouth in a position where he maybe don't need to and he can get ready for next season. But I'm sure if he can, one player I think he'll be looking at is, can you give another option up front just to give you that little bit of pace?
Pace, that's the key thing, isn't it? As Eddie said there.
Yeah, we spoke about it. You know, what I see at Chelsea as well, making them runs and committing defenders, you know, getting them back facing their own goal. As a centre-half myself, it's the last thing you want. Then balls in the channel between the full-back and yourself, facing your own goal. Not only that, it then allows the team to then push up and come and join in, which they do in abundance.
Need a bit of fortune as well.
Yeah.
Could you argue they got a bit?
I would say that, but then when you listen to Stanislaus there, Junior Stanislaus in his before the game, he's been trying this, he's been working on it. It's something that he's got that technique. John mentioned it before the game. He's whipping that ball in with so much pace. Look at his technique as he does it. Look at his right foot there. Look, that's going for extra whip.
But you'd hate to concede a goal like that, wouldn't you, John?
I spoke, and listen, it's disappointing from the goalkeeper's point of view. Everyone else is set, everyone's doing their duty. Fellini's doing a good job there, you can't argue with that. For me, it's in the six-yard box, it's the keeper's ball. He'll be disappointed with that.
Put it this way, I know John wouldn't want to put John on the spot. I think Courtois grabbing that. I think he's probably going to come and get that one. I think he gets too worried about Dan Gosling.
Well, he's about 6 inches taller for a start.
Yeah, but they're both brilliant goalkeepers. But I think I hope you have to look at the goalie. I think that's a...
He doesn't make many
mistakes. No, he doesn't.
You know, he's probably due that one because he kept him in an awful lot of games, not only this season, but last as well.
Yeah, really difficult week then for Manchester United, compounded with defeat at Bournemouth today, having gone out of the Champions League by virtue of defeat against Wolfsburg this week as well. How will Louis van Gaal react to this latest setback? We'll find out in just a moment.
Louis, obviously not what you were looking for. What are your thoughts on the game and how it got away from you?
Yeah, again, two set plays, like against Wolfsburg. And that's not normal for us, because we are give a lot of attention to all the organization, but they had a few variations and they did it very well, I have to say. But still, it cannot be, I think. I thought the first half we played rather well. We had created also chances. We scored a goal. And I had the feeling that we could win in the second half. And then again a set play. And then you are behind in the score. And then it is very difficult to have a revival. I think the players has done everything to... But I have to say also that Bournemouth is also pressing on the ball at a fantastic way, and that's why it makes it more difficult to get the equalizer or to create chances. But still, we had the chances also in the second half, but it is not like that.
A rare mistake from David De Gea. Did he offer any insight to you as to what went wrong or why he got it wrong?
No. In half time, then I speak about how we have to do it in the second half, and not I don't talk about the past. I don't think that's all any benefit of that for me or for the players or something like that. We have to go on, I think, and that's more important. And it is a rare error, but I think David knows that better than me.
Given that you said you expected Bournemouth, those sorts of moves, was it a lack of concentration that cost you on the second set piece, the second goal?
Yeah. You never can tell that, because you have to speak with all the players, because we have an organization and all the players has to do their job. But of course, you see that the is existing a cap, and that is not possible. You have to sniff that, and we didn't sniff that, and it was a goal.
Can you take any positives out today at all from that performance?
No, I think the attitude of the players. I like the attitude, but the attitude is not only important. You have to perform in a certain way. And I have to say that the first half, I was pleased with what I have seen. And in the second half, yeah, it was a match that who scores the winning goal shall win.
You had a deluge of criticism after going out of the Champions League. There will be more pressure on you now. Do you fully expect that?
It's always like that. So it is not new, but it is a matter of belief. If you believe in this manager or not, because that's the most important thing. And last year, all the fans has showed their belief. And that is the most important thing. And but for me, the most important thing is the commitment of my players and how they want to perform what we have agreed. And that I can only tell that they want to do that.
And are you still confident that you can get these players performing correctly and achieve things with Manchester United?
I'm having always that confidence. When the players wants to perform in this way, then I have always confidence.
Louis, thank you.
Okay. Tough times for Lou van Gaal and Manchester United, and really blaming defending on two set pieces, John. But can we excuse a defence that is so depleted by injuries?
I think it's difficult. We spoke about Bournemouth working on their set pieces. Probably Man United, the group of players they've had today, probably haven't had the opportunity to do so. So it's difficult to blame as well. And the second goal for Bournemouth as well worked as well. You have to give credit to Bournemouth on that.
Do you want to add to the criticism, Jamie?
I have an element of sympathy for him today. And to be fair to him, we didn't mention it, the injuries they've got. so full of injuries, people like Rooney. But even when Wayne Rooney comes back, he's got to do a lot more. He's got to go and get back to the level he was a year, 2 years ago. And I think there's a number of players that have been hiding behind the criticism that Louis van Gaal's been getting. And then won 3 out of the last 12 in all comps. That's not good enough for Man United. Too many games where they're not scoring or winning games against West Ham last week. I think they've got a couple of fixtures coming up now where they should be really looking to get some points on the ball, because I'm not sure who wants to win this title this year. I'm really not.
Well, John, you said at the start you'd rather be in Manchester United's position in the league than Chelsea's, for sure. Do you think the tide could still turn for Louis van Gaal?
I think so. Listen, you look at their squad, they've got a great group of players. You know, a lot of injuries at the moment as well. So I think give them time, and as I said before, I'd certainly take their position in the league at the moment, and they'll be OK.
John, great to see you. Thanks for being with us today. We wish you well on Monday Night Football.
Thank you.
John will be part of the Chelsea side that takes on Leicester, he hopes. Bye for now.